Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Dr. Santo D. Mirabella. He's author of The Practical Prof, Simple Lessons for Anyone Who Works. The Practical Prof's mission is to help employees and their employers who are drained of their emotional and motivational psyche renew their spirit and recharge their energy so employee satisfaction and productivity can flourish once again. So welcome, Dr. Mirabella.
Hi, Stacey.
Yeah, let's talk about what compelled you. What were you seeing in the workplace that urged you to write something? Did you have a sense of urgency that you were seeing certain things that were happening all over that you thought you had a solution to?
Well, I guess, I mean, being an academic, you know, I get to be on the good side of things where we get to be idealistic and grounded in realism, but really, you know, help students change, make things different, make things better. But I'm fortunate enough to have a lot of consulting and other real experiences, and it makes me concerned that the most recent, you know, economic states and the recessionary states have really, really drained the energy, as you said in the intro, and people are doing more with less, and we've known that, and that happens a lot, but they're demoralized by it. They have a job, but they may not be knowing where to go and where to turn to make things at least pleasant and satisfying, and to make do.
A feeling of hopelessness.
Yeah.
Maybe, of, oh, well, going through the motions has overcome the workplace.
It has, and people are exasperated and drained of energy and time and resources, but mostly spirit. And I think by reminding them of some of these simple lessons, that they, you know, it's not, you don't need to be an advanced degree to do this. You just need to just remember or learn a few simple lessons, and I think it can really, as I said, you know, liberate the passion. I was thinking about this, that, you know, it really frees people to be who they are, to be passionate, to help them increase their productivity, but just to really enjoy the work life. It's a big part of their world.
Right. You're there for a third of your day at least, right? I think
yeah.
A lot of Americans are there much longer, and then you leave the workplace and you take it with you on your smartphone, on your laptop or your iPad or whatever. It's never out of arm's reach, really. So it is important to have that spirit really in what you're doing. Now, you mentioned some lessons. You have some simple lessons, practical lessons from the Practical Prof.
Right.
Can you give us an example of these lessons?
Sure. I think one of them is, one of the lessons is called Tough Problem at Work, Deal with It. It's so easy as a manager or as an employee to hope it's going to go away, to just, you know, if I avoid it, it will be okay. And what we know from experience and from just look around us at major institutions and organizations, what happens when they avoid problems, their fears, their greatest fears are realized. The issues become worse. The impact is worse than if they actually dealt with it. And so on the micro level, at the one-on-one level, that's what happens. Even though it can be difficult to deal with a problem, it's more difficult when you don't. And I try to remind people that part of the simple lesson there is that it's not about you. it's about dealing with problems. And I know you may be insecure or uncomfortable, but, you know, we kind of have to get over that and deal with that, because in the long run, you'll be actually more satisfied and less concerned, less worried and stressed out by just dealing with it.
Right. Yeah. The longer you procrastinate and put something off, the bigger it becomes. So, that's a great one. So, problem? Deal with it. Good. What about another lesson?
Oh, sure. One of the things, I try to hit on things that any employee, again, because it is helpful, I think, for managers and leaders, but there are a lot of people. There's one that it's kind of fun, is mixing work and romance are rarely a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think this is realistic. I think sometimes you can't help who you're who the chemistry you have for somebody or who you're attracted to, but you can help how you behave around that. And I think the research will show that, you know, for the most part, it's not a good idea. But if you're going to date somebody at work or you've met at work, then you really need to think up front about the rules and about the, you know, and about after. Suppose it doesn't work out, how are you going to behave and what's the agreement you'll have? And it seems to make it, you know, very business-like. But guess what? You're at the workplace, so it isn't your personal life. It's not just your personal life. So that's a fun one too, because it can be fun and, you know, it's exciting to see people at work and get close to people, and but you got to be really deliberate and conscientious about it.
Sure, and like we just said, you're spending so much time with these people. So, yeah, it may be natural to be attracted to or fall for, but you gotta watch what you do. Definitely can
right.
impact the workplace if things don't work out, that's for sure.
Right.
Well, good. I mean, those are a couple of really good lessons, Dr. Mirabella, and I know that you have plenty more in the Practical Prof. Do you have one message that you'd like to have listeners take away?
Absolutely.
From this conversation? Mm-hmm.
I think it's for employers and employees. You don't have to settle for the passionless, valueless, or thankless work and the workplace environment that you may be experiencing now. You can create and you can sustain your passion, your productivity, your performance, your morale. But I think, again, you know, this isn't the answer to everything, but I think this reminder, this book approaches people to remind them that it doesn't have to be this way. It can be better. It doesn't cost a lot of money. It doesn't cost a lot of time.
Okay, great. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here with us. And I'd like to remind the listeners that you can learn more about the Practical Prof, Dr. Santo Mirabella, by visiting his website, which is thepracticalprof.com. That's 1F, P-R-O-F. And his book, The Practical Prof, Simple Lessons for Anyone Who Works, is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all of the bookseller sites. So thanks again. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Stacey.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover the bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.